I'm Steve Potter, and coming up on Cityscape, Shakespeare Festival St. Louis and an educational production that addresses cyberbullying. Rustic Lantern Films is a local production company. It's a subsidiary of the nonprofit advocacy group Deaf Inc. The company recently released its debut film called Lake Windfall. And while the plot of Five Friends in a post-apocalyptic setting may sound familiar, there's a twist. Three of the five actors are deaf, and the film explores how critical communication is to our awareness and survival. St. Louis Public Radio's Aaron Williams talked with writer and producer Tony Nitko, who is deaf. His interpreter is Eric Driscoll. Aaron first asked Nitko about the film's five characters.
One is a gentleman who's hearing, and he really knows nothing about deafness or sign language or anything at all. He doesn't know anything about deaf culture. One of the other characters is hearing, but his parents are deaf, and that's considered a coder, or child of deaf adults. And his brother, who is deaf, is also on the trip. Another character is a person who's deaf, and they're friends. The last character is someone who's deaf but considers himself hard of hearing. So he doesn't really immerse himself in the deaf culture. He's been more associated with hearing people all of his life, and he's kind of fascinated by people who are deaf and deaf culture, so he's getting more involved. So those are the five characters, different backgrounds, different modes of communication. That's something that we wanted to expose the audience to, is different through the different characters were different modes of communication. It's a roller coaster of emotion. They're happy, excited, sad. They get scared at some point. There's urgency and pressure involved and sadness, and it just runs the gamut of emotions. I think that through that the audience will be entertained.
Nitko is the marketing director for the organization Deaf Inc., and Rustic Lantern Films is a newer branch of the advocacy group. The film is not a documentary or an instructional video, but there is a definite education angle involved.
Overall, my goal with the film was to increase awareness about the need of deaf and hard of hearing people in the mainstream population, as well as educating deaf culture to the mainstream population and the situation of deaf culture and people who are hearing. It's a two-way street, so it goes both ways.
Nitko has been deaf his entire life. He was born in New Jersey and was raised in Pittsburgh. After graduating from Rochester Institute of Technology, he spent several years traveling around the country for work and later moved into education as a teacher and a supervisor. He always made it a point to be an advocate for the deaf and hard of hearing. In those roles, he gained confidence from working in the hearing world to advocate for the needs of people in the deaf world. He hopes that after viewing the movie, people will feel more comfortable to learn sign language and to embrace the deaf culture around them.
It's not a stigma. It's not something to be ashamed of or think that it's weird. Or sometimes there's a fear of the unknown and a resistance. And, you know, you think, oh, I don't know sign language, and it's kind of weird, and you kind of make your mind up about it. Hearing people can read and, you know, maybe somewhat read lips, but it's almost like deaf people are always having to accommodate hearing people in the mainstream populace. And I would love to see more efforts, or greater efforts, by the general population to make an effort to learn sign language and communicate with deaf people. You know, it's a beautiful language. I love sign language, and I'm so glad that I learned sign language, and I'd like to share that and my passion for it with the general population.
The film has recently completed a tour through D.C., Florida, St. Louis, and Los Angeles, and is now focusing on national distribution. St. Louis will have the opportunity to see the film again on Thursday at UMSL. Aaron Williams, St. Louis Public Radio.
The performance at UMSL is Thursday the 25th, 10 a.m. in the Two Hill Performing Arts Center. Admission is free. A question and answer session will follow. Coming up next on Cityscape, Shakespeare Festival St. Louis. This is St. Louis Public Radio.